This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind Friday edition. Scott Hinn and Todd, the radio god Mitchell Pooman from 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, the flag east and west, AM 1100, patriotic, blowtorch of the Red River Valley, cranking out 50,000 watts, and of course, the beacon of the Bakken, AM 1090, the flag west, and KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson. Glad to have you along. This is a program we call What's on Your Mind for a Reason. And today, celebrating a 150-year-old celebration in Mayport this weekend, Mayville, Portland. Did you know that? The oldest farm in North Dakota still has descendants that are right there on that farm. That's a pretty extraordinary thing. Eight generations, so it was a fun conversation and fun hour brought to you by our friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Fridays, this hour, we do the Talk Radio Town Hall. It's normally a Talk Radio Town Hall that Senator Kevin Cramer does, and he will be back with us on July 15th, but obviously for the reasons we know, unable to join us. I believe he has surgery today on, it's the second surgery on the pinky finger. He told me he's fine, and this was all overblown by the media, but, it's never fun to have a finger reattached. But on the other hand, if the worst-case scenario was he missing part of a pinky and everything else, he'll have eight fully functioning fingers more than the majority of North Dakota farmers do. So it's not like this is a life-or-death situation.
A lot of left-handed sort of fist bumps now.
Exactly right. Anyway, we did want to still continue the tradition of Talk Radio Town Hall, and there had been a lot of questions that had been ready to go to talk to Kevin today, not only obviously about that situation, but also just a number of things in the news. I believe all that's pretty much changed with the fact that we now have a Roe versus Wade decision from the Supreme Court, and I'm guessing you want to talk about that, but the Talk Radio Town Hall, you can talk about anything, and we did invite some folks to pinch in, and thankfully Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford was available on his schedule to join us, so he'll be here for the full hour to answer any questions or comments you have related to anything in the news. And that could be obviously what's happened with Roe versus Wade or our ongoing conversation this week about how Republicans should fight like Democrats do. So you can join us as the usual way you do. Call us at 701-258-0550. That's 701-258-0550. You can text 701-237-1590. That's 701-237-1590. Or you can even send us an email. If you want to do the snail mail thing, that's email these days, isn't it? I think so. And that number is, email address is just studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. The Lieutenant Governor of our great state, Brent Sanford, joins us now on the program. Brent, thanks for doing this today.
Hey, you're welcome, Scott. What a great day. 49 years in the making, Roe versus Wade. And I tell you that the fight is not over, though. I mean, the fight is now going to go state to state. But at least Roe versus Wade has been settled now at the Supreme Court level. And when we move forward, and it's an amazing day for all those on the pro-life side and for the unborn.
Well, and I don't know even if it's known as well as it should be about your pro-life credentials, for lack of a better term, but when you're in the political world, that's what it's referred to, because you probably didn't get asked a lot of these questions when you were mayor of Watford City, but you do when you're running for lieutenant governor and governor. Just talk about philosophically where you find yourself on this question of the decision today and overall the pro-life cause.
Well, I obviously life begins at conception, and it's a matter of the science has changed so much in 49 years. Now you can have an ultrasound and see these babies in the womb. And so the science is working in direction towards helping all of this argument, which it's amazing that there was a question of if there's life. Anyone that's had children know, I mean, especially now with the granularity of an ultrasound and seeing that little face and, you know, and the heartbeat at such an early point. I mean, it's a, And, you know, like I say, now it's going to get to a point of individual arguments in individual states, and we know the direction some of the other states are moving to get further than even 20 weeks. I mean, I don't know how anyone would vote that kind of law in at this point. And so it's not like we're going to stop talking about this because the Supreme Court has ruled, but it'll get back to the states where it belongs, and then see how it goes from there. But it's a great day, Scott.
And it's going back from whence it came. This is what really frustrates me, because people, act as if this is some sort of horrible outcome. It's exactly what the Founding Fathers envisioned, Brent, isn't it?
And the states created the federal government, and the states will deal with these issues if not specifically in the Constitution. And the states all have a very different flavor, and we all know that. Everybody's probably already been following the articles of the differences in the trigger bills and all those that have been passed in various states. And so then we choose as voters in our state, and we choose our governors and our legislators and our congressmen and our senators based on our beliefs, and then that's what makes American democracy. And it was to put that above all of that level for 49 years. I mean, here we go. Now it's, like you said, back to where it was prior to that. And that's how it's meant to be in the federalist system that we have. Federalism.
Absolutely. What will this decision mean in North Dakota specifically? What does this do to the law in North Dakota?
You'd have to get, I don't know exactly. I know there are trigger bills that we have passed. I know that there are bills that have been signed into effect. But what people are anticipating is that likely there would be no abortion clinics in the state. But however, in neighboring state, Minnesota, still would allow. So, I mean, this is going to shift to a state-by-state issue now. And this is a bad comparison, but if you're in Colorado and you can't buy fireworks, there's fireworks stands in Cheyenne, Wyoming, on the border. So this is going to be one of those where you see inconsistency between states, and it becomes a border city issue, and then the state legislators end up with the issue, and that's going to be okay. That's where it should be, is in the state legislatures, and see what kind of movement we get from the rural politicians from Minnesota and urban and all the other states that are purple. I mean, there should be a very robust debate on this, especially now.
The reaction to this decision is pouring in. Senator Kramer just issued a statement saying this ruling from the Supreme Court is a win for life and states' rights. It's one of the most consequential decisions in my lifetime. In the last 50 years, the Roe versus Wade decision, millions of helpless babies have been murdered. Countless lives will now be saved, and the fundamental principle of federalism is restored. This ruling reaffirms the tradition of the state of North Dakota to protect every human life, whether unborn or aged, healthy or sick. And I'm heartened the majority of the Supreme Court agrees. Probably won't surprise you, but Minnesota, the reaction is almost exactly the opposite. What do you expect the reaction to be, even though this is not a surprise because of the leak, the egregious leak? And I can't believe we aren't spending more time talking about that. But what do you expect the reaction to be to this in the country, Brent?
Well, we saw a little glimpse after the leak, and maybe they took a lot of the powder out of the argument at that point. But you'll see a stark difference on this issue, and it'll be from the blue states, red states, purple states. It's all going to be different. The purple states a little more muted. The red states are celebrating. The blue states are feeling this is an egregious loss of freedom for female reproductive rights and for health of female health, right? And so, I mean, it's going to be, that's the argument you're going to see from the other side. And again, it's going to be robust in the legislatures of probably all 50 states at this point. But again, that's what is supposed to occur in this country with states' rights. So this is great. I'm 50 years old. So this has been my entire life with this cloud, with 49 years of Roe versus Wade. It's historic. You look at the times, the chances there were to overturn 1992? There was a chance. I mean, and then you go 30 years later. So I mean, this takes a tremendous amount of time and effort. And for President Trump to be able to put conservative justices on, this is the result. and tonight's the day to celebrate.
Well, good point on President Trump, because this doesn't happen without him, and it doesn't happen without Mitch McConnell. And those two people are not exactly winning any popularity contests in the Republican Party these days. Now, again, no. I think a majority of Republicans support Donald Trump, but there's, you know, not a higher number than it should be would like him to go off the stage. What's your take?
Well, you have to admit the policy, the people that he put in place was amazing. And you look at where our economy was at prior to COVID, with historic low unemployment for African Americans, with very stable and low energy prices, to the point where it's actually hurting the profitability of our Bakken producers. But that's because of prolific production, because of friendly regulatory environment, friendly business environment for oil and gas exploration. What does that do? It allows affluence at the home. It allows affordability with $2 gasoline for all the middle income and lower households that are now so stressed out. When high energy prices come, food...
Do me a favor, Brent. Just hold tight one sec. We'll finish this conversation on the other side. The Reggie's here for the whole hour, folks. Talk Radio Town Hall, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On your mind, powered by Schwann Buick, GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Most GMC models for all qualified buyers, 0% APR. Buick SUV models, same thing. You can explore the new GMC Sierra HD, the GMC Hummer EV pickup and SUV that are on the way, and the first ever AT4 lineup, premium and capable. Explore it all at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We're live in Mayville, Portland. Their big Summerfest is happening this weekend, and we are on the farm of a
150-year-old farm still right here today. Our descendants of the eighth generation. It's pretty cool. That's what brought us here today. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is our guest. Your answer got cut short on the last question, Brent. Go ahead and pick up from there.
So with inflation, with high energy prices, this administration doesn't seem to correlate that creates high food costs, that creates high manufacturing costs, high transportation costs feed into all the prices. And so, and besides that fact, the Germans and the English and the Great Britain not using their natural gas and their coal reserves allow a dictator to be able to dominate them with and make them stand down when he invades Ukraine because they're reliant on his oil and gas. So, I mean, we absolutely need what North Dakota believes in, what Texas believes in, what President Trump believed in of energy dominance, of selling energy to our friends and them being responsible for development of their own resources. It is time to wake up in Western Europe and the United States that if we don't learn anything from this, World War I and World War II are also about resource scarcity. The Germans and the Japanese needed more oil. And so, I mean, this is paramount that we figure out energy. And I know we understand it here, but we need to get the word out to the rest of the country, the rest of the world. And President Trump was doing a great job of that. And Mitch McConnell, Senator McConnell, his life's work ends up being with, guess what? Ending up with the court 6-3 overturning Roe versus Wade. He's criticized for not fighting enough. The man fights in the trenches every day to make sure he can get to the table to make the deal, to get the seats he needs, to get the votes he needs from senators, from Republicans. And that is fighting in and of itself. So, I mean, these are, we've got a lot of existential questions to deal with now, but focusing on what is successful, that's pretty important right now. And there's been success, but with this administration and with both chambers of Congress on the other side right now, it's pretty dire at this point. We need to take these back in 2022.
Well, the reason people, I think, are so frustrated, to the point where you even hear people talking about, you know, there could come a point, this is very, very important language, there could come a point where people would see armed response as being necessary, which I just buckle at the knees when I hear people talk about that. Now, it's not as though that hasn't happened in history, but that, I think, expresses the level of frustration that people have right now. And it's led to a conversation this week with our audience and one that folks wanted us to ask Senator Kramer about today, so I'm going to ask you as well. Should Republicans fight like Democrats, Brent?
And if that means be better at governance, be better at election security, be mindful of what it takes to get a 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court, you know, we've got a scorecard as Republicans that may be good on half of that. But the governance side, you see it every day. I mean, when you've got people that are ingrained in the administration. And even when President Trump was the president, they're fighting back. I mean, the accusation here is that Democrats they know how to do governance better than Republicans. Well, there's a case where, I mean, oftentimes you find, you know, look at low voter turnout this time. Where was the fight in that? Not even voting for final elections for school boards and for city councils and mayors and primary elections, which are the final election basically for who your Republican candidate in the legislature. We had 10-15% voter turnout. We're just going to scream and yell and not go vote. I mean, I'm curious myself on how this equates. And they, you know, and I put a lot of times, I wish you'd just yell louder for it. But guess what? If you're yelling, and I've heard Senator Kramer say this very well, he stands very strong. And if to get to the point of him yelling more, then you lose the opportunity to be effective. And he's standing strong for all the issues that North Dakotans believe in and he believes in. So, you know, the gap between how much more he should fight is curious to me. And, you know, from our standpoint, we have a growing majority in the legislature. So our only danger is going to be fighting amongst ourselves as Republicans during this legislative session here. So it's a matter of you know, what do we mean by are we fighting like Democrats? Are we fighting hard enough? I can tell you I put in a lot of effort every day trying to be effective, trying to make sure we can push conservative principles forward, and so does the governor, and so do legislative leaders, and so does most of the legislature. And so, I mean, we have to stay focused on what the goal is. But also, I understand citizens are angry from what we've gone through the last few years, what government did during the COVID shutdowns. I get that. I understand that. And we're guilty of that. But we need to move forward. We need to regain trust and move forward and provide solutions. And now with inflation and this administration, people are even more frustrated. So the time is now to put our heads down and work really hard, you know, push conservative principles forward, hold the line, gain the line where we need to in some cases, like today. That took a lot of work to get to 6-3 on the Supreme Court and for them to get to the point to write those opinions. That took many years of hard work and fighting.
Ed and Dickinson for Lieutenant Governor Brent Stafford. Go ahead, you're off.
Hey, welcome, almost Governor. And yeah, pro-life has been a big thing about my life in the last 50 years because my son is very smart. He had a cure for cancer. He's working on Alzheimer's. And he's really quite, oh, no, I forgot. We aborted him 59 years ago. So I guess we're going to have cancer for the rest, right? Yeah, our world would be a lot better with the 60 million people that we've allowed the Planned Parenthood to murder. So I have some strong feelings about not having my son. Hello.
Yeah, and thank you for that. And you think, and I'm sorry for that. I mean, this is something where individual families have this as their family history, and you're right, 60 million in here, and think of the workforce challenges we have today. I was just at a meeting where we're struggling with, do we educate enough nurses? Why do we not have more nurses in the workforce? Well, you know, where is our workforce? So what's been happening the last 50 years? You know, would how much of our workforce would we have if that wasn't the practice and that wasn't legal in our country? These are questions that we don't know the answer to, the extent of it. How much would have happened anyway? We don't know the extent of it, but no, it's the tragedy that we need to write that. We need to get better at it, explaining it, and you know, showing the ultrasound to the young individuals that are having a questionable pregnancy, wondering what they do next. You know, talking through the options. This is important. This is an important pivot in our country's time to be able to address this, and hopefully come to solutions that everyone agrees with, that every abortion is a tragedy. We need to help those young parents that are staring the unaffordability in the face and the concern and the stress and move forward. And I sincerely hope we can have dialogue that's broader than what it's been.
Some great feedback come in by text, 701-237-1590. We're going to get to a few of those. We also have more calls waiting to talk with the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, subbing today for Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Hey, I get to go through Harwood on the way back from Mayville, Portland, so I'm going to swing in there for a little bit of lunch, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. I could do the same at 12th and 929, or we're on West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or in Bismarck, Mandan, or in Valley City, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
We have breaking news this hour. This breaking out of Washington, D.C. Roe versus Wade is no more in the United States of America. Roe and Casey are overruled by the Supreme Court just moments ago, now sending the choices to the states. Democrat activists are threatening to once again violently attack Americans if the Supreme Court does not rule their way in Roe versus Wade. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor Thursday.
Far left is promising that all of this will only be the prelude to the main event if they don't like the rulings coming down the pike. One activist group is promising that our cities will be submerged in, quote, listen to this, a night of rage.
Once again, breaking news, the Supreme Court of the United States has overruled Roe versus Wade. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Back on What's On Your Mind in beautiful Mayville, North Dakota. Now, wasn't paved Portland just a little while ago, and here for a great celebration. One more segment with Lieutenant Governor Brand Sinford in our Talk Radio Town Hall. Texter says, I agree. Conservatives need to stop bitching if they're not going to vote. 15% voter turnout? Pathetic. Any quick comment there, Brent?
Well, I alluded to it. In some places, you're like 10% turnout. And so as much anger as I felt and as much concern and complaining, I really thought there would be higher turnout because you know, where the things that people are frustrated with are happening is at the mayor level, the city council level, the school board level, and the legislature level on the Republican Party. And so then to have record low turnout makes the person scratch your head. So we just want to yell and be mad and then expect the leaders to go yell and be mad but not know who the leaders are and not concerned about who they are and trying to get them elected. So it's a frustrating thing for me to see that kind of voter turnout. I don't know what to do about it as an elected official. I'm just trying to do my job every day and push conservative principles forward and try to grow our economy and not lose more of the line of conservative principles. So,
here's a question I have on that front related to turnout. You know, obviously midterms are not, you know, what a November election is, and I get that. And this one happened to be in the summer, so, you know, I mean, and we have our primaries in the summer, right? So that's just what happens. If there was not at least one example of an issue that should say, okay, I'm going to go through the hassle of voting in June, would it not be school boards, given everything we know at this point? And we have a guest coming up in a little bit to tell us about a critical race theory educational tour that's going to be in Bismarck and Minot Monday and Tuesday. And that issue alone, when we know actual conversations going on in schools, in service training, with proponents of CRT, books in libraries, you know, it's not being taught, obviously, in every classroom in North Dakota, but boy, oh boy, that doesn't mean they don't want to teach it in every classroom in North Dakota. Do we have some protections? You bet. But I tell you what, it's here. There's no doubt about that. And Brent, that doesn't motivate parents to go vote?
Well, and the school board is where the rubber hits the road at the local level on each individual school, and it's where the local control takes place. And so, from the feedback that one hears, you'd have thought there would be a lot more voting and a lot more understanding. This is the final vote. It's not November. It's June. June is the final election results for school boards and for city councils and for mayors. And so, yeah, again, I'm very, 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 lack of understanding on my part. I don't understand. The word evidently wasn't out. But this is the final chance. It's not November. You can't wait till November for these.
Calls waiting, and I want to get to them, but I also have a few more texts. One last thing I want to ask you on that front, because you're obviously dismayed with the lack of voter turnout, and what you just described is a little bit confusing. because county commission candidates, obviously, it's a runoff, and then the final group goes, and sheriff, you know, those kind of things. But school board, city commission is a different, situation. Is that too confusing? I mean, should we be doing it differently? Should we move the school board and city council elections to November? I mean, is there reform necessary in North Dakota on this front?
That might help, because I know it is confusing, so I guess I just know because I've been elected official since 2006, and the first 10 years was the fact that this June election is the final election. So calling it the primary makes people think that it's not important, and it's like the beginning. They think that that's just where you get your candidate, but sometimes the initiated measures happen on the June election as well. So your June election can be the final for a lot of important things. So maybe it's an education standpoint, and maybe maybe the parties need to get it out there, maybe local city association of counties and league of cities, school board associations, whatever, get it out there in the media and pointing out that this is it. June is it. So, yeah, good question.
One of two approaches that could be done. To the calls in a moment, but my super producer, Chris Larson, who isn't always with me in person, but he is because this is his home, Mayville, Portland. Oh, I'm sorry, Grafton is your home. But anyway, would you give Brent the next text and handle the text for me the rest of the way here?
Yeah, Brent. Texter says, how many votes can the Democrats buy giving out $6 billion in student loan forgiveness, and how is it justified?
Well, that one can argue that handouts of any kind are hoping that you get more enthusiasm from a voter base, and the loan forgiveness is likely in a quagmire at federal government agency level versus Congress versus Senate as well. But no, it's the deferments and a lot of this are arguably it's to gain a constituency or to help get more constituency on your side. And if I was this federal administration, I'd be pretty scared of repeating Jimmy Carter's case because losing all but one state or maybe all the states when gas prices have more than doubled, when it's going to cost double to heat our homes, and people all know that, and food and all items that you buy are going up with rapid inflation and now interest rates. So anybody with an adjustable mortgage is going to get whacked if you have to have your rate adjust during this time. The president gets blamed for that. All of these things. So they're going to try many things to try to bring votes back. Just like when the leak happened on this opinion on Roe versus Wade, it was turned into a Democrat rallying point. So I mean, it's something where it'll be interesting to see. We can't blame all this on Putin. This is this administration's fault. These prices were rising. The trying to destroy the oil and gas industry and the coal industry and the energy industry started day one of this administration, and that has led to where we are. And most people seem to understand that.
Fred and Wing, you're next for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, thanks, Scott. Good show today, and thank the LG is on great. Roe versus Wade gone. I fought against it like other people for years. You fought hard, Scott. Thank God. Science was what was used against us to get that court decision. There was never a law passed pro-abortion. It was only a Supreme Court decision. Remember that, people, when everybody is fighting now. Now, the science was never right. The Bible says it was wrong. Go by the Bible and then the science. And you'll always be better off. We didn't do that for 50 years. We're doing it now, thank God. And as far as these people not voting, Lieutenant Governor, when we had the primaries, we had 10 times more people there than normal. And then all of a sudden, when nobody listened to us, then all of a sudden, the voter thing dropped off. And also, people don't like these voting machines. And nobody cares. Nobody listens. It's just the science of these voting machines is just as bad as Roe versus Wade. Just like COVID was bad science. Just like guns, nobody having guns is bad science. Who's listening to us? That's all I got to say. Thank God we've made a step toward no more abortions.
Thank you for that call. Very, very passionate, and that is what a lot of people are feeling. And yes, I felt
I felt that just a cloud of sadness leaving the NDGOP. It felt like we're divided into two camps, and I don't know where if I would have a home on either side. I mean, it's where, when there's, how can we be that divided within the NDGOP? And then to come out with, if that's what felt left people disillusioned to not vote in the primary, that's very unfortunate, very sad, because the GOP has 80% of the seats in the legislature now, and all the elected seats from the executive branch. And we need to be strong. We need to be good stewards of that trust that people have put in us. And we need to be here to help solve these issues that you're talking about. And the disillusionment is a big deal. And it leads to frustration and leads to anger. And maybe that's the reason for low turnout. And that's not good. There needs to be trust gained. But thank you for that feedback today.
Brent, he also is making a point, though, I think that's worthy of fleshing out a little bit. Can some of the low turnout be put on the fact that there is enormous frustration that Republicans aren't fighting like Democrats?
Yeah, and he also mentioned electronic voting machines. I can tell you, both Sandy and I use paper ballots this time. I mean, it's something where, I mean, that's what I refer to as one of those items of better governance. I think that we need to make sure our elections are tight. We need to make sure that if we need to do things like voter registration, whatever it is, our elections need to be tighter. It needs to be a face, an ID, and prove that person voted. And that is governance on its basic level. And if we want to get back to the fighting conversation again, it's something where there's got to be an appropriate amount of passion to go with the strategy. And if we're lacking on that and they're not questioning the strategy, or maybe question the strategy and feel there's no passion, then we all as elected officials need to work on that. Because I can tell you there's a lot of passion behind the closed doors, and the conservative principles are there within our party. No, we take this seriously of the pile of money that the federal government has put into our state and high oil prices has put into our state. We need to be very responsive to not growing government in this time, but we also need to be responsible. We need to have the right amount of government to handle the economic activity that's in front of us and then grow our GDP. And it's going to be a really interesting legislative session, but yes, we have to have the right amount of passion and strategy and get back to a position where people are more trusting of us in leadership.
It's got another text here. I missed voting because I was totally unaware it was happening till too late. Not an excuse, just saying maybe that happened to a lot of people. Your thoughts?
Thank you. It might have. I mean, it's something where we don't all watch the evening news now. We have various ways of getting our news. Maybe the social media outlets that we all follow, that we all hear from, that we need, you know, maybe all of us, you know, we have to figure out a better way to get out the word. Because everybody doesn't get a newspaper in this day and age either. So if you don't have the newspaper and the evening news, then, you know, where are we going to get where are we going to get it? Maybe we need more billboards, but get out to vote is a serious thing. And we don't really have a get out to vote campaign in North Dakota, but maybe that's needed. With 10%, the word didn't get out, and there were a lot of yard signs around, but you know, it was pretty sleepy to have 10-15% turnout, and if people didn't even know, yeah, that's unfortunate.
Brent, thanks for doing this. Pinch hitting for Senator Kramer today. You've done your talk radio town halls before, so it isn't like this is your first, but appreciate you on this Friday pinch hitting for Senator Kramer, and love to have you back with more of these. As you know, we appreciate the conversation. Just had you on yesterday talking about child care, so thanks for the time.
Anytime, Scott. Thank you. Have a good weekend, everyone. Thank you.
That's the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, carving out a little time out of his day to chat with us today on the program. Senator Hoeven and Governor Burgum have requests as well to join us here shortly in the coming days, and Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here next week. So a lot of questions on the January 6th investigation that we can speak with Kelly about, like, you know, why isn't there another trial doing the opposite version of what Liz Cheney and Adam Schiff are trying to do, as an example. CRT is in North Dakota. What you need to know about it when we come back. Forums in Minot and Bismarck next week. We'll tell you about it on What's on Your Mind after this.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pastureland in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixes, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know how you see those road signs that say construction ahead and you just about want to throw up in your mouth? I just, you know, because you know you're going to get delayed. And then the 85 yesterday, we were behind the slowest moving semi I've ever seen on Highway 85. And there was a trail of about 9 cars behind it, you know, and you're like, all right, you can either choose to breathe, and say happy thoughts. You can say a little prayer, or you can lose your marbles, you know. Well, think of this. There should be road signs out there around every school that says indoctrination ahead. And I'm not making the light. CRT is real. It's here. And CRT, and more importantly, in general, the miseducation of America's youth is going to be the topic of a town hall in Bismarck, 5:30 on Monday at the Ramcota. Now, you would be crazy not to be there if you care about education, if you care about our future. They're doing the same thing in Minot. That'll be at noon on Tuesday. And I have more information on this coming in just a moment where I can tell you where and when. If you want to get all the details on this, you go to AmericanExperimentND.org. And you'll find under the events tab, upcoming events, all the details on this. I have attended these in Minnesota and the ones they had earlier in West Fargo and Moorhead, and found them to be extraordinarily helpful. Now, one of the things I want to tell you, if you already believe CRT is real, you're familiar with critical race theory, it scares you, you're going to hear things you hadn't heard before at this. But most importantly, if you have no idea what CRT even means or what's this all about, or 1619, I don't get any of this, that's the folks I want there. Because this is not some fire-breathing, somebody stands at a podium and pounds, this is facts. And the person who gives those facts is Catherine Woodfall, and she joins us now from the Center of the American Experiment. Catherine, what will you do next week in Bismarck and Minot for someone that doesn't know what CRT is? Tell me a little bit about the presentation.
Absolutely, Scott. The whole point of next week is education. That is our goal. We want to educate parents on what is going on in school districts across the country. We want to empower them to make sure that they know how to encourage teachers and school leadership to continue prioritizing academic excellence over a really divisive ideology that we're seeing creep into K-12 classrooms across the country, and just give them some action items and ways to get more involved, because we know that the teachers union is wanting critical race theory and other divisive ideologies pushed into K-12 classrooms. And so we want North Dakotans to know how to stand up for all students and to take a stance in a way that prioritizes academic excellence and make sure that all students are elevated and empowered.
All details on this are at AmericanExperiment.org, AmericanExperimentND.org. Just click under events and you'll find all the details on this. But it's just American and Experiment, and then add ND because they've now expanded into North Dakota. The details, it'll be at the Ramcota in Bismarck Monday night. That's at 5:30, and then in Minot on the 28th at 12 noon. But all the details are there, and people need to register for this too as well. Or I don't say need to, because you can show up the day of and register, but you want to know who's coming so they have refreshments or whatever, right?
Right, yeah. It'd be nice to have an idea of the number of individuals just for food purposes, for materials that we make available. But you know, absolutely, we will accept walk-ins the day of. And so, you know, spread the word. We would love to just get some great groups of individuals together in the Bismarck and Minot areas who are just really wanting to, you know, stand up for all students in education and ensure that North Dakota continues to prioritize academic excellence.
Catherine, is this only about CRT?
It is not. So, I mean, we focus a lot on just kind of where CRT comes from, because that seemed to just kind of pop up overnight for parents. But we're also seeing kind of different branches off of identity pieces, like gender ideology, some concerning pieces with social emotional learning programs. And so really, again, it's our goal is education to help parents understand what are these different pieces that are popping up into classrooms, what are they rooted in, and making sure that, you know, we focus on what students need to learn in the classroom to be successful outside of the classroom. And so while there are, you know, a lot of school leaders and that sort of thing that have good intentions with maybe pushing some of this material, we want parents and community members to understand what it's really rooted in so that they can ask the tough questions and ask school leaders, you know, why is this being prioritized when we look at test data and we see that we have students struggling to read and do math and that sort of thing. So it's just going to be a very well-rounded event to help parents who maybe have never heard of these things to get a better understanding of what they are, and then make sure that all attendees leave with some action items and ways that they can get more involved.
I'll be there. And I learn something every time I go there. And I've been there 3-4 times, close to the same presentation with different speakers and whatnot. But, Captain, you do an amazing job of really laying this story out. And, again, it's not fire breathing. It's not, it's just, if you're a parent, you want to know, because it's here. You know, people tell you, it's not here, so what are we worried about? Well, it's in the libraries. It's an in-service teaching in Bismarck, North Dakota for middle school teachers. So it's here. Tuesday's location, by the way, in Minot, 12 noon at the High Third restaurant, the Didi room up there on level 3 at the High Third in Minot, which is at 71st Street, rather, southeast in Minot. All these details, though, are at. You need to RSVP for the event. Find out the details. Walk-up's welcome, but you can find it at AmericanExperimentND.org. Monday night, Ramco to Bismarck. Tuesday, lunch in Minot at the High Third Restaurant. Catherine, thanks. We'll talk again Monday a little longer about all of this, but I appreciate your time on a Friday.
Thanks, Scott.
God bless, folks. We'll see you. We're going to remember this day for a long, long time. A momentous decision that a lot of us have prayed for a long time. Enjoy it. Savor it this weekend. God bless.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it. It's brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with me.